I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers in Turkey in war-ravaged Syria searched through the frigid night Tuesday, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. More than 4,000 people toppled thousands of buildings across a wide region. 19-year-old Syrian immigrant Elia Mamari, who's translating what his father, Bassam Amari, is saying on the phone, says the conditions in Syria are not good on the ground. Bassam Bomari is an Orthodox priest who has been sheltering with his flock at the church.
Anything or any electric. So this is what happened with them right now.
Authorities fear the death toll from Monday's pre-dawn earthquake and aftershocks would keep climbing as rescuers look for survivors among tangles of metal and concrete spread across the region beset by Syria's 12-year civil war and refugee crisis. Several departments within the Biden administration are defending the decision to wait to shoot down the Chinese surveillance balloon and says it was the president's orders to strengthen U.S. defense systems that led to its detections. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Northern Command General Glenn Van Herk says the military protected U.S. secrets as the surveillance balloon flew over.
Prevent any intel collection.
And collected data on it. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says because of President Biden's orders to strengthen defense against Chinese spying, they were able to detect the balloon and historically look back to see it had happened several times during the Trump administration.
APs.